It's day 10 of the Olympic Games. Let's find out what's in store and reflect on how the athletes got on over the weekend, both on and off the Olympic stage. Des Cahill is in Tokyo. Over to you, Des.
Thanks, Audrey. Well, the weekend is a long time ago now because, of course, we had overnight action for Monday. It's Monday afternoon here now after 4 o'clock in the afternoon. The big story here, though, is not involving competition. It's that Belarusian story that was mentioned in the news and the Belarusian sprinter who has voiced fears for her safety as she refused an order to fly home early for the Olympics because she criticised her coaches. Now, people would be aware that the Belarusians have been protesting in several guises against President Alexander Lukashenko, and including a sporting group. There was a sporting group set up in order to protest, Belarusian Sport Solidarity Foundation. Now, Kristina Simonouskaya says that she was asked to run in the 400 metres at short notice. She doesn't run 400. She wasn't here to do that, but they hadn't got a fourth to run in the relay, so she was asked to do it. She voiced criticism on Instagram, and then she had officials come to her room, tell her to pack her bags, and they brought her to the airport. She feared for her safety about going home, so she got the police involved at the airport and expressed her concerns about her safety. And she was seeking support from a European country. Initially, the Czech Republic and Poland said they were ready to offer visa and protection. The Austrians got involved in supporting her. The NIOC official went to stay with her. So she is now safe, we're told. But she's also afraid of repression on her family in Belarus. So it's a story that's continuing. And again, not unlike the Pat Hickey story in Rio, it's a non-competition story that's attracting a lot of attention here and will continue in doubt for a day or two more. It was a much quieter day, though, Audrey, for the Irish in Tokyo after hectic involvement over the past couple of days. We had just three athletes competing this morning and one is currently in action. So we can hear from the three who are competing this morning. Ciara McGeehan and Sarah Healy were the Irish competitors in the women's 1500 metres heats. Now, the top six in each heat would qualify for the semi-finals along with the next six fastest times. Ciara McGeehan was 10th in heat one, her time 4 minutes 7.29 seconds. And Sarah Healy was 11th in heat three. That was the fastest of the heats. Her time was 4 minutes 9.78 seconds. Neither time was good enough to qualify. And for Ciara McGeehan, obviously it was disappointment.
Ciara, 10th position, how are you feeling?
Not happy with that, to be perfectly honest with you. I put myself in the race, up the front. It went out hard, but not too hard. And just didn't have it in that last burn-up, which I'm pretty annoyed about and disappointed. But it's top six and six fastest losers. All I can do is hope that the other heats don't go as fast. And, I'm going to be the one sitting in the hot chair now waiting.
Yeah, look, you have a bit of a wait. There's two semi-finals to go. But you did everything right. You put yourself in a great position. Talk us through the last 300 metres.
Oh, the race just really hit up with about 600 to go. And, yeah, I was just in my head, like, keep your form, keep strong, tried my best. Just wasn't good enough there to be in that top six. I wanted an automatic cue, so I'm annoyed. I'm probably going to throw up knowing my luck in front of you.
Look, I won't keep you for long. I know you got away, but you know, you seem to be coming into form this time of the season, the 4:02 recently. So obviously your strategy coming into this heat, you know, you felt good, put yourself in a position.
Yeah, I did. I really put it all in there and I said I'm going to be up and be competitive. So you need to do just that last little bit. I'm going to wait and see. Hopefully it's enough. I didn't have an ideal week leading into it. I'm not one for sharing the troubles that rise and the toughness. But it wasn't ideal.
Was that due to the heat conditions or
no,
the illness?
Probably won't expose it because I'm still yet to race, all being well, semi-final. But yeah, picked up a little bit of a niggle.
Okay.
And I'm wondering if that just take my little edge off.
Yeah.
But I'll go back and I'll chat to my coach about it. There was no question I'd toe the line and fight for every inch of that. So, yes, I'm just going to hope that I'm out here in the semi-final and run better than that.
Well, fingers crossed. Hopefully you'll see you there.
Thanks a million, Dave.
And no, she hasn't made it. We've confirmation. She did not make it through, Ciara McGeehan, nor did one of the younger members of the Irish team, Sarah Healy.
It's definitely disappointing. Like, I definitely feel like I kind of just let the occasion get the better of me, and I don't normally get like too nervous, but I think I just got carried away, like getting nervous and stuff. So I'm disappointed because I was hoping the race would go like that, and I really felt like I could hang in with whatever pace, so I felt like I was fit enough for that. And I just kind of checked out after like 400 metres. I just wasn't able to compete. I just didn't have the energy. So it's disappointing, but I mean, yeah, I expected better, to be honest, of myself.
That's Sarah Healy. In the women's 200 metres heats, Phil Healy was in the same heat as the 100 metres Olympic champion, Elaine Thompson-Herah of Jamaica. Phil did run her best time of the season in finishing fifth, 23.21 seconds. But again, it was not quick enough to qualify.
No, it isn't fast enough. And look, I'm disappointed that it isn't quicker, but I gave it my all. I came out twice already for the 4x4, and I obviously had to sacrifice my individual a little bit for that, but with that we came away with an Olympic final. So coming away from this, like, yeah, of course I wanted to go quicker today, but it wasn't there. So,
but Phil, people have to understand the context of what you are doing here. You know, you're the first female athlete to try three events for Ireland Olympic Games. That's not an easy task, and to have the relay before your own individual, that's hard to manage. People have to understand that.
100%. Like, I look back at 2018 at European Championships, and I think 23, 24 was my best there, and that was me going in without any relay. So to come out and deliver just off my PB, I have to be happy. But initially, of course, I'm going to be disappointed. But yeah, to come out three events, being the first Irish person to be qualified in three events, like, that's making history. The relay made history, so like, there is so much to take from it. But when you give so much to an Olympic Games, an Olympic year, you just want to go out there and perform to your best.
That's Phil Healy. Well, now to a woman who fancies taking gold in three events. This is the big story in competition today, if you're going to be watching. It concerns an Ethiopian-born Dutch woman, Sifan Hassan, who's seeking a remarkable treble. Our athletes analyst David Matthews explains what she's trying to achieve.
Well, it's very unique. It's never been done before. She's trying to win Olympic gold at 1500, 5000 and 10,000 metres. It's never been done. A 5000 and 10,000 double has been done twice before by Mo Farah and Lassie Verrin. But Sifan Hassan is trying to replicate this and go one further by adding the 1500 metres. But she fell today in her heat, and with about, it was 400 metres to go, she hit the deck and she was basically 30 metres behind, and managed somehow to make, not only make up that 30 metres, but pass and win it. So she's a very busy schedule ahead of her. She goes in the 5,000 metre final tonight, and she has then the 1,500 metre semi-final, and if she progresses on that, the 1,500 final on Friday, and to cap off a busy week for her, a 10,000 metre final on Saturday. It's a huge ask, a phenomenal athlete, and I'm not sure it can be done.
All right, but I mean, the six races in 8 days, the heat is going to be a factor as well, isn't it?
The heat is completely debilitating. We're seeing athletes, you know, struggling and extremely distressed coming off the track, and more so in the distance races. The sprinters and jumpers, we're seeing incredible performances by them, but it really is attritional when you move up in distances, and no more so than the 5 and 10,000 metres. So it's maybe one step too far for her, but time will tell.
And that's the name. Now, just watch out for Sifan Hassan later on if you're watching the athletics. The one Irish person currently in competition is Oliver Dingley in diving, and he has completed round three just moments ago. He's 26th of 29. Only the top 18 will qualify from there. And later today, three Irish riders competing in the final discipline of the eventing competition. That's show jumping. Sarah Ennis, Sam Watson and Austin O'Connor. And the other big story here, Audrey, at the moment is to watch out for this evening. Laurel Hubbard will make history. She's the first transgender sportsperson to be picked to compete at an Olympics, and she's in the weightlifting final, a 43-year-old New Zealander who transitioned from male to female back in 2012, and her selection has sparked a lot of debate about fair competition at the Games. We'll have more on that again later. But that's it so far from Tokyo, Audrey.